We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kyler Bowie. It's Monday, January 26th, 2026. We've all seen the weather outside, and it's got us all thinking one thing. When are the roads going to be cleared up? Well, not to worry, because as temperatures plummet and snows pile up, the City of Champaign and City of Urbana Public Works Departments announced sidewalk snow removal requirements yesterday. The ordinances require snow in Champaign's downtown, midtown, and campus town areas to be cleared by 11:45 a.m. today, and snow in Urbana's downtown, University, and South Philo Road areas to be cleared by 11 a.m. tomorrow. Additionally, Chancellor Charles Lee Isbell Jr. recommended in a mass mail last night that instructors move classes online and employees work remotely where possible in order to, quote, reduce the number of people on campus as much as possible to allow limited staff to provide essential supported services, to reduce energy demand, and allow for the safe clearing of sidewalks, streets, and parking lots, end quote. The WPGU News Department hopes that our listeners are staying warm and driving safe as we anticipate normal operations resuming Tuesday. Speaking of changes coming to Champaign-Urbana, the Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit District has received $850,000 to kickstart the expansion of the Illinois Terminal. The money comes as part of U.S. Representative Nikki Buzinski's $6.65 million package for local projects in Champaign County. MTD has said the money will be used to buy two parcels of land next to the terminal as parking lots. MTD plans on the new lots being turned into full garages as part of the larger expansions of its terminal. There is no set date for the completion of the project at this time. But Champaign-Urbana isn't just expanding the MTD. It's also expanding the film industry. Governor J.B. Pritzker met with the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity last week at Flyover Film Studios in Rantoul to promote the film industry's growth in central Illinois. According to data from Film Champaign-Urbana, film production in the Champaign County area generated $12.3 million in economic activity last year. In a press release on the local film industry's success, Pritzker said, quote, our state is a premier destination for film production. We welcome writers, producers, cast and crew, and anyone with a story to share on screen to bring their films to life in Illinois, end quote. Illinois' count of productions filming in the state compared to the previous year increased in 2025 by 70%, according to production research platform ProdPro. The production spend, meanwhile, increased 46%, both ranked among the highest statewide totals in the country. As for sports, the Fighting Illini track and field wrapped up the Fighting Illini Challenge and combined events on Saturday at the UI Armory with multiple record-setting performances. Freshman Romy Tamir set a new UI Armory record in the triple jump with a winning mark of 13.5 meters, now the second best jump in program history and second nationally for the 2026 season. Teammates junior Mercy Honesty and junior Katarina Grauman also recorded top 10 marks of all time. Senior Mia Morello cleared 4.5 meters to take over the NCAA lead in the pole vault, while junior Cody Johnston posted one of the top vaults in school history. On the track, freshman Naomi Bay Osborne ran the fifth fastest 300 meter in Illinois history. The Illini return to action next weekend at the Razorback Invitational in Fayetteville, Arkansas, a preview of the NCAA championships. Now, on a somewhat unusual yet intriguing note, puppets and sex aren't usually paired together, but the sex lives of puppets makes it work. Last weekend at the Kraner Center Studio Theater, the show by Mark Down and Ben Keaton used humor and puppetry to explore how people actually talk or avoid talking about sex. Inspired by real survey responses, the performance is hilarious in a relatable way. The puppets became a mirror for human insecurity and curiosity, turning discomfort into laughter. For mature audiences, The Sex Lives of Puppets delivered an unexpected human look at intimacy using felt, glue, and a lot of honesty. Champaign-Urbana, that is all I have for you today. But for more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyalani.com. Contributing reporting was brought to you by Amelia Benson, Gavin Westlake, Mac Jones, and Kennedy Caldwell. From WPGU News, this has been Kyler Bowie.
We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1, Champaign's Alternative.